Welcome to Podcast 83, a regular look at the news, stories, and trends related to Michigan's 83 counties, from Keweenaw to Monroe, Chippewa to Berrien. Brought to you by the Michigan Association of Counties. Here's your host, MAC Executive Director Stephen Curry.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Podcast 83, the podcast put on by the Michigan Association of Counties. As we get in preparation for our conference week, we did want to update members and other folks on what's going on in the legislature before our conference. Today I'm joined by Director of Government Affairs, Dina Bosworth, and the newest member of the MAC team, Bob Kozowski. He's a rookie on the podcast, so we'll try to take it easy on him this week.
It's the second one.
Well, we didn't let him talk much on the first
That's
one.
True.
So the pressure's on this one. So, all right, with that, let's get into it right away. Dina, I know we're all pressed for time, and there's a lot of information to get through. So why don't you start first? We've got a budget out there, so let's get through that as much as possible. What's affecting counties in this new budget?
Yeah, Governor did her budget proposal just a couple of weeks ago to the legislature in front of both the joint session of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. In it, she laid out quite a few bold proposals. I mean, there's road funding, and I think pretty much everyone has heard about road funding, but we'll get into the details of that in just a second. In addition to that, she talked about revenue sharing, which was really good. She recommended a 3% increase in statutory revenue sharing for both counties and for cities, villages, and townships. It's a little bit different for us. Because we have three counties that are just coming back in for a full year, for fiscal year 20. So it's not quite a full 3% that'll be split up among the 81 counties now that will be back into the revenue sharing formula. It boils down to about a 2.7% increase. But it's still significant over previous years. I think last year we got a 0.5% increase.
And there were some strings attached last
year. Yeah, there were strings attached.
Anything like that in this proposal?
Nope. She got rid of all the strings. I mean, the county incentive program is still there, which, is something that we're used to doing now, so it's not that big of a deal. But the rest of the strings for that you have to use it for debt payments or whatever, it's not there anymore, at least in her recommendation. I'm not quite sure how it's going to come out. I think, timing on the budget, though, is going to be interesting. Everyone seems to be talking about how they want to separate out the road package, which we will get to, from the rest of the budget. At least the Senate is saying that. Whether or not they get through all of that and get to an agreement with the governor before they break for summer remains to be seen. But in years past, we've had subcommittees pass out their budgets before spring break, and it's not happening this year. So, I don't know.
What else? I mean, obviously, revenue sharing is that's a very positive note. Significant increase over previous years. What else are we looking at or impacted by?
The indigent defense funding is flat. I mean, pretty much flat from what we expected. It doesn't include funding for any of the new standards that they're looking at, but it is, according to Megan, who is our resident expert on it, enough to carry us through for another year for grant funding for the standards that we have to do right now. And then I guess, big news is who wants to pay more in gas tax? I don't know. Bob, you want to take that one?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So, Bob, why don't you fill us in a little bit on what her proposal is and does and kind of how she wants to distribute the money, and we'll
sure.
go from there.
So first of all, it's called the Road to Opportunity, which I thought was pretty creative. What was creative about it, though, is that she's looking at increasing the gas tax by 45 cents, three payments of 15 cents starting this October, another one in April, and the last one would be the following October, which would create about $2.5 billion, which is what the experts are saying is needed for roads right now.
So is that money... there was a proposal that was done 3 years ago. Is this money on top of that? Are we pulling that money back or replacing it? Can you fill
sure.
us in?
So right now, a lot of people are asking that question. This is new money. $2.5 billion is going to be completely new. It doesn't go along with the $1.2 that the legislature passed in 15. So it's a very interesting proposal because the distribution model is one of the things that I've been really researching and looking at because it really doesn't follow Act 51. Right now, all money follows Act 51, that including that $1.2 billion that was increased in 15. But this new money will not go through Act 51. So counties will still get their share of their original money, and then they'll receive what I'm estimating about 23 to 25% after MDOT is going to take 70% of new money proposed. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that I'm really watching. I know the counties are really interested in this. I mean, everybody's happy that there could be possibly more money for roads. We all know that we need it. It's just that model might have to be a little tweaked maybe. We need to be at the table, I think, and give our opinion on that.
Yeah, and as we're looking at groups supporting, opposing the proposal, whether it be the increase or the distribution model, Dina and Bob, I've heard some people anecdotally, business leaders from Michigan, kind of support a $2.5 billion issue out there. Some of the business groups haven't really come out one way or the other. Local government groups seem to be, split. Fill me in on who's where.
I think a lot of it is yes, but.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yes, but I want to change a little bit of this. Yes, but I know we need it, but I don't know if this is the right mechanism. Right. Yes, but I don't know if this is the right delivery method. So I think there's a lot of that out there. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree with you. I think there has to be some defining moments in that, because right now they're talking about most traveled roads, economically challenged, stuff like that. So I like formulas personally. I think everybody knows what they're getting then. So this is going to be interesting to see where this goes. I really do believe that the governor's team is willing to sit down and work on this issue. I think they put it out there, and they want the groups to work on it.
Yeah, Bob and I were called into a meeting in the governor's office just the other day to talk about it. And it wasn't really a debate on the policy. It was, hey, we all agree we need more money for road funding. And in our platforms, it absolutely says that. We need more money for road funding. It's just from our perspective, obviously, the PA51 formula is there. That's what, our platforms say that we support. And we've never really addressed what if there was, in addition to PA51 money, another pot of money for the worst of the worst roads. But I think, interest groups are out there saying one thing or another, but you talk to the individual person, and some of them are completely freaking out by this 45 cents per gallon gas tax increase, because that seems like a lot of money to them, mm-hmm. especially for those, who travel a long way back and forth to work. They're thinking, holy cow, I'm going to be paying a heck of a lot more and supplementing those that don't have to drive very far, but there's more traffic on the roads.
Now, in your discussion yesterday, was there any discussion about obviously, this is generating a lot of new money, taking some pressure off the general fund a little bit that could go towards roads or for other reasons. Was there any discussion based on if this proposal were not to pass or some sort of dollar figure was not met, would there be anything tied to, our revenue sharing or anything like that?
No, I don't know about that. I think, pretty much what the governor said was, I want the road package and the budget to move as one. That's it. That's what, kind of what her proposal was. She wants to see the funding shifts and fixes all at one time and not done piecemeal. So what that means for the rest of the budget, if the road funding package doesn't go at the same time, I don't really know. Does it make me a little nervous? A little bit. But it's a huge issue. 45 cents a gallon is a huge issue. A new distribution model is a huge issue. These aren't like minor boilerplate conversations to have. So I expect, it's going to take some time to get down to what they really are going to end up with. I don't know.
And we have our internal transportation meeting Friday, which is really good. So we're going to get the take of all the county commissioners. And then we have our board meeting on Monday at our conference.
Yeah, so that's some fortuitous timing on that. And, great lead-in, Bob, on the conference.
Yes. Yeah,
so we do have our upcoming legislative conference coming up starting Monday. We have a great lineup of speakers, including the governor scheduled to speak on Tuesday. We have various panels that folks can come and hear about. We've got a panel on jail diversion programs put on by Pew Trust. We've got other breakout sessions where we'll be doing a legislative update by our legislative staff, a more in-depth one to kind of update on everyone where we're going, the process to through the budget process and what's going to happen with that. So we're encouraging everyone to attend. We'll also be voting on our new bylaws, the amended bylaws since the last time they were passed. So hopefully everyone had a chance to review those, and that vote will occur on Wednesday morning. So really a jam-packed conference. We'll be having our legislative breakfast in the morning on Tuesday. So hopefully folks will attend. It looks like we've got a great lineup, one of the highest attended conferences we've seen in the past few years. So we're really looking forward to a lot of the newer county commissioners that just got elected attending, and those folks who have been around for a while and always active in our organization attending. So we look forward to seeing everyone. Dina, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I just want to say, I know that, last time we had bylaws changes up, there were, a lot of questions right at the end. So if anybody is listening to this and they have questions, call Steve. Call Steve. Ask him. I think it's pretty consistent with what it was before, except for the new members on the board. You eliminated all of that, right?
Yep, that section's been eliminated. The bylaws committee met. The board approved those changes. But yes, those new board members from outside organizations will no longer have a board seat. So the board size will not change. That was the most controversial, or the controversial item from the previous amended bylaws. Okay. So, yes, those have been eliminated. Hopefully that'll take care of things. We also have a couple open board seats that we'll be doing election on Tuesday afternoon. We have one at-large seat, and we have one regional seat in Region 4 up for election. So far, we've had three candidates declare for the at-large seat, two candidates for the regional seat. Of course, there's no requirement to declare beforehand, so there could be other folks that run. So anything else, Bob?
I could just backtrack the transportation really quick.
Sure.
One of the things I wanted to say about the governor is that she's been at every meeting. She's presented to us. She's talked to us about it. This is her plan. And, one of the things she said, this is my plan. If you have something better, let me know. But I also want to talk about MDOT really quick. MDOT officials, we're having one that come this Friday to address our internal committee. But the new director, I met with him 3 or 4 times already in this short period of time. Very accessible. And I think that's very important to be out there and with groups like us that, we do a lot of work. And when they want something done, they're going to come talk to us.
Yeah, and I think I'm sure it'll be a topic of her presentation on Tuesday. So thanks again, guys. And we will see everyone on Monday, hopefully. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Podcast 83, the go-to source for all information about Michigan's 83 counties.